morning, 5 minutes designed to help you begin your day. We call it Moments of Melody. A certain French nobleman was raised to his grand and exalted state from very humble surroundings. He had been a shepherd in his earlier days, and so in this palace that he now had, he had one room known as the Shepherd's Room. In that room were reproductions of hills and valleys and running streams and rocks and sheepfolds. Here were the staff that he had carried and the clothes that he had worn as a lad when herding his sheep. When asked one day the meaning of this, he replied, "If ever my heart is tempted to haughtiness and pride, I go into that room and remind myself of what I once was."
We live in humble, humble, living humble, humble, living humble.
The Gospel according to Dr. Luke, and we're reading from the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox. The Lord Jesus also had a parable for the guests who were invited, as he observed how they chose the chief places for themselves. He said to them, "When any man invites thee to a wedding, do not sit down in the chief place. He may have invited some guest whose rank is greater than thine. If so, his host and thine will come and say to thee, 'Make room for this man,' and so thou wilt find thyself taking with a blush the lowest place of all. Rather, when thou art summoned, go straight to the lowest place and sit down there, and so when he who invited thee comes in, he will say, 'My friend, go higher than this,' and then honor shall be thine before all those that sit down in thy company. Every one who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted." The Lord Jesus took the humble place when he was here on earth. In fact, he went all the way to the cross for you and me. Trust him as Savior, and then live humble, doing the thing he has for you to do today. Do what you can, being what you are. Shine as a glowworm if you can't be a star. Work like a pulley if you can't be a crane. Be a wheel greaser if you can't drive the train.